It is 2025, and I got to thinking about New Year's resolutions, and I thought about how many times I'd made them in my life and how many times I actually kept the resolutions. So I decided to randomly talk with people that I met throughout the day and ask them a couple different things. First of all, did they make resolutions for 2024? Did they keep them? Did they make resolutions for this year? What's the percentage chance that they think they'll keep them? And how positive are they about the new year? These aren't all people that I know. Sometimes I just walked up to somebody and told them who I was and asked them if they wanted to participate. And it's funny because I came across a real cross-section of people, some who never make resolutions, some who feel pretty much like they're a failure if they haven't been able to keep them, and others who make resolutions every year. And then finally, some people who are very positive about 2025. I'm going to share these conversations with you. Some of them are quick clips and some of them are longer conversations, but perhaps it'll start you thinking about the new year and your outlook and whether you've made any resolutions. And also coming up, I'm going to talk a little bit about the negative connotation for the word resolution that we probably don't think about. All of that in this podcast. So let's go. My first interviewee was a gentleman who lives in Greensburg but works in Latrobe, and his name is Kevin. Kevin, tell me a little bit about what you think your resolution might be, because I don't think you're positively certain yet at this point, but what do you think it's going to be?
So that is true. I'm not quite landed on a resolution yet. You know, I always think about health, getting back to the gym, having a consistent schedule with that, and I think about just personally balancing my time and having a sense of balance in life. So I think it's probably going to gravitate towards that, towards health. But definitely I want it to be something that I can measure and hopefully succeed in. Because as probably most everybody else, you know, they're a little hard to keep going after those first few days.
So did you make a resolution for 2024?
I did make a resolution for 2024.
Did you keep it? Here's the big question.
No, I did not.
So then what's the percentage chance that you think you're going to keep this health resolution for 2025?
It is not 100, but it's a little bit better than zero. So I'm feeling a little bit more optimistic this year, for sure. And I'm going to approach it a little differently. I'm not going to make it, I don't think, as big. I'm going to make it a little smaller and something that I think I can achieve. But we'll see how that goes.
Our own Dave Penn was next. Dave, I wanted to ask you if you made any resolutions for 2025, and you really surprised me with your answer.
Well, yeah, this time I'm going to try to stick to it. Every year you don't stick to it, but I have found that I have a tendency to do things more successfully when I write them on my notepad on my phone. So, yes, I have 2025 goals on my phone.
And how many goals did you write for yourself?
Well, right now I've got about 5 or 6 plus a piece of paper at home that I jotted down a few. So yeah, I have big plans for 2025.
Okay, now here's the big question. Yeah. Are you going to be able to keep all of those, do you think, or reach them?
Well, they're manageable ones. You know, they're not lose 250 pounds by the second month of the year. So yeah, I mean, there are things like, oh, I've got to clean out my basement. I want to get to that this year. I play guitar, and I bought a build a guitar kit from scratch. And so I want to paint that and get that done. And you know, I like to write music. Mm-hmm. One of my problems is I start songs, get about halfway through, and then say, ooh, I got another idea.
I
never
some
finish
of those.
Them.
I heard some of those.
Oh yeah, that's right. You have heard a couple. So I've got about 30 half-finished songs. I want to try to finish some of them this year.
Some people made a resolution to spend more time with family and to take better care of themselves. So, Pam, have you made a resolution for 2025?
2025 resolutions. I have a new grandson, so going to spend more time with the grandson. I have three now, three grandsons, so I'd like to travel to see them more. Other resolutions is keeping up with health appointments, as we are not young kiddies anymore. So other than that, really would like to, and I'm sure everybody's really like to eat healthier and get some more exercise in. So I tend not to exercise as much as I'd like to, but that would be my 2025 plan.
So do you make a resolution every year?
I do. I try to make a resolution every year and have goals every year. Let's see, last year I think I did have a lot of health appointments that I took care of that I kept putting off. Actually, I do have another resolution coming up that I had to switch. A lot of doctors and dentists have retired on me, and I shame on them. But always resolutions are always just trying to be a better person than I was the year before.
Do you find it hard to keep your resolutions, or is it easy for you?
It depends on what the resolution is. Some of them are difficult. I know the health and the eating resolutions tend to be a little bit difficult. You get 3 months in, and then you can't not eat that cookie. You know, those diet resolutions last for maybe 2 weeks, and then you're back to your old eating habits. But it's not too bad. I can keep them.
Did you make a resolution for 2025?
I have made a resolution, and I probably won't be able to keep it.
I gave up making resolutions because I never keep them.
So then you have to say that your resolution is to give up making resolutions. Did you make a resolution for 2025?
Yes, I did. I wanted to actually go to the gym more.
What's your chances that you're going to do that? Are you going to be able to keep that resolution?
I think it's probably 50-50.
Okay. Did you make a resolution for last year, for 2024?
No, I did not.
So I can't ask you if you kept it. So, Jim, are you making a resolution for 2025?
I never make resolutions because they're too hard to keep.
Okay, so then I take it you didn't make one for this past year either?
Not at all.
If you did make resolutions, what would they have to do with? Your health, your job?
Probably both, but more patience with other people.
Well, there's a good one. And you don't think that's going to happen for 2025? So note to self, you're not going to have any patience this coming year. Okay, good to know. Greg, did you make a resolution for 2024?
No, I did not. I did not.
So I don't need to ask you if you met that resolution because you didn't have one to begin with.
If I had one, I'd have probably failed miserably. If I had one, because I did not make one, and not making one, well, I guess I could say it was successful because I'd have to worry about following it.
Are you going to keep that same pattern for 2025, or are you going to try to make a resolution this year?
You know, after what I've been through this year, I think it's going to be time to make a resolution and make some changes. I really think it's time for that, mainly because of the fact that it was a pretty trying year overall for 2024. And looking at that year, I think that something comes to mind that David Cassidy said before he passed away in 2017. He said, not enough time, or so much waste of time. And I've wasted a lot of time. And I think that that being stated, that I need to have a better utilization of my time, meaning spending more time with people I know, people I care about, less time at work, and doing things that I want to do, not so much doing what everybody else wants me to do. So that is kind of where I'm really leaning that direction, is to spend more time with me. Sometimes I think I just need to digress and take some time for myself.
Do you think it's going to be easy or difficult to keep that resolution?
Since I'm a creature of habit, it's probably going to be difficult. Old habits die hard. So it may be difficult, but I think it needs to be done. And maybe I'll find some form of a modification in there somewhere that I can do both. I'm hoping to balance it out to a degree. And I think it's all about balance. And I think a lot of people like to use that term balance when it comes to resolutions, to find a better life balance of exercise versus, say, lifestyle and all those things. So that's what I see.
You have to help yourself first before you're able to have enough to help other people. So you have to work on you.
If you don't take care of yourself, how can you take care of others? Trying to be a little bit more logical about how I go about doing things.
In my travels, I did meet up with a young girl who had a great answer for my question, and I'll talk about why I loved it so much after you hear her reply. Did you make a resolution for this year?
Yes, I did.
Well, tell me a little bit about it.
Well, in the past year, I've kind of just fallen out of my hobbies, and my New Year's resolution was to try new things and maybe get into more things in school and more things outside of school and guide myself towards a career that I want to pursue. So I've kind of just been taking on new things lately and seeing how they go. And my New Year's resolution, I guess, is to be less lazy and try everything I can.
Why did I like this young girl's answer so much? Let me start with something I probably should have started with way at the beginning, the definition of resolution. It's a firm decision to do or not to do something. The problem with resolutions is that we often see them in a very negative light. I'm going to stop drinking, or I'm going to stop swearing, or I'm going to lose weight. And those are fine in a sense, but why is it always about what we're not going to do? Next, I talked with our business manager, Cindy. Cindy, did you make a resolution for 2025?
No, Laura, I did not, because I tend to not make resolutions.
Ever?
No, not really ever.
And why is that?
Because I feel like I'm setting myself up for failure if I do it. So if I don't set a resolution, then I don't fail. But I guess if you have that attitude, then maybe you're not going to do anything.
What about making a resolution for the new year that is a positive, something that we are going to do? I'm going to take up golf, or I'm going to start reading this new book I heard about. And I think sometimes that's why people don't like making resolutions and they don't feel they're successful, because it's almost like a punishment. You know, what did I do wrong last year that I need to fix this year? When really we can just see it more as something new we want to start, something positive. We never think of them in that way.
No, you're right. We don't.
Maybe if we saw it more that way, we would want to make more resolutions. And maybe we could even change the word resolution to intentions. What are our intentions for 2025? That might even be a better question. And finally, I asked our GM, Stacy, what her outlook is for 2025, and here's what she had to say. Stacy, we have just entered into 2025, and I want you to tell me honestly, how do you foresee this new year? Is it on a positive bend?
I think we're on an upswing of positive. You know, the new year brings lots of opportunities. We have a new president coming in. Economy's looking up. So I ate my black eyed peas.
Well, there you go.
So I think that, you know, going into 2025, it looks really good. I think that looking at the airlines this year, we hit record number of people getting out and going places, and COVID's post. Almost a memory, which is wonderful. So I do look forward to 2025 and for it to prosper everybody.
I really had a lot of fun talking to people in the community and just asking about the new year. And I love the variety of answers that I received. Some positive, some negative, mostly positive, I would say. Now the big question. Did I make a resolution for 2025? And I have to honestly say, no, I did not yet. That doesn't mean I'm not going to. I just didn't sit down and really think about it in detail, because there are so many things I would like to do for the new year. Which one of those things and how many of them I'm going to be able to get to? I have to be realistic, of course, but it doesn't hurt to dream, does it? And I think I am going to change mine from resolution to intention. To be honest with you, most times New Year's Eve and New Year's Day is a little scary for me, because you have a whole year ahead of you and you never know what each day is going to bring. And of course, some of it is a challenge and some of it is a blessing. I believe that one of my intentions is definitely going to be to improve my show here at WHJB and keep entertaining you for another year, and hopefully bringing a smile to your face, and maybe getting more people to listen to my podcast. There's a good one. So here's the challenge. Give yourself some quiet time and think about what you would like to do in the new year, whether it's take up a new hobby, spend more time outside, spend more time with family. Make it positive and talk to somebody about it. Share your ideas. That's the fun part. And of course, I wish you a very happy and prosperous 2025. I'll see you again soon.